High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, S&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
We turn our attention tonight now to high school football on KTNC as the Fall City Saginaw Irish travel to Bruny, take on the Bruny Davenport Shickley squad. These are a pair of top five teams in Class D2, both with a loss in the early season. Saginaw lost their season opener to Class D1 highly ranked Lord Central Catholic, while BDS lost last week to a very much improved Johnson Brock team, and who is now 2-0. They are very good teams. They expect to go deep in the playoffs, but 1-1. And after tonight, somebody's going to have one win and two losses in this ball game. We'll hear about that from the coaches. I talked with Coach Chris Ardinoso with BDS and, of course, the head coach Doug Goltz about tonight's matchup between the two squads and Bruning. Stay tuned. We'll be back and visit with the BDS coach after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Fall City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Welcome to our pregame show. We begin our visit with the coaches. Now we're going to visit with Coach Chris Artisano of BDS squad. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the football season. 2 weeks into it, your team 1-1, beat Dylan Dell, lost last week to an improving Johnson Brock team 32-30. Sounds like if you were just a pure football fan, didn't have a dog in the fight, it was a great game to watch.
Oh, that sucks. For thanks, it was a great game. It didn't come out the way we wanted. We had chances, though. Overall, I think we thought our kids improved from week one to week two, so that's all we can ask there, and that's kind of a goal this week, too. I just hope we improve, and whatever happens on the scoreboard happens.
Your football team this year, tell us a little about them. What I hear the most about is a great big offensive line.
We are pretty big. They're pretty good sized. We're young. We're a little bit younger. We have quite a few sophomores playing, and they're playing both ways, offense and defense. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're as deep with older kids as we've been. We've usually got quite a few older ones, but we got a couple backs, we got a couple receivers. Easton Weber had a really good game as in the backfield last week. He's getting the majority of the carries, but other than that, yeah, we got a big line. But we're playing a lot of young guys, and that's just this year, I guess.
Yeah, they do get older, from what I understand. That's what coaches always tell me. Kids, as they get older.
Yeah, that's true.
Sacred Heart coming in, they lost their season opener and bounced back last week with the Nebraska Lutheran win. The Irish are a team you're not unfamiliar with, of course.
No, I mean, yeah, we're playing these guys quite a bit. Watched them on film. They ran into a really good team that opening week. I mean, those guys were, Lords was really good. And then this is just going to be another one of those matchups that, you know, Sacred Hearts, they're a heck of a ball club, and, you know, we've been doing okay, too, here in the last couple of years. So, I don't know. I hope it'll be just a good game. I hope we can stay with them a little bit.
Whatever happens tonight, we're going to look at the scores. We're going to look at the records on Monday, and two of the teams that are probably going to go pretty deep in the playoffs are going to have two losses in 3 weeks. That's kind of unusual for whoever that happens to tonight.
Yeah, I've already thought of that. We could come after tonight, we could be 1-2, and yeah, that hasn't happened for a while, but well, we'll just keep working at it.
Coach, I remember years ago when Sacred Heart had a long winning streak, and your kids hadn't lost the regular season in Iowa, was it 5 or 6 years? You ever think maybe a sense of relief, well, we don't have to worry about that streak anymore or anything like that, or has that even come up?
It did a little bit. We kind of thought, you know, well, we've thought that every year that it's probably going to end, but it just kept going and kept going. And then all of a sudden it finally did end, and well, you know, it was gonna happen sometime,
right.
But I don't know. We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, just go out and play football now, not worry about it. So what are your concerns about the Irish tonight?
You know, their quarterback is really good, and he's really fast. You know, his speed will probably bother us. We might not have the speed we have had in the past. Their line, you know, is really, you know, he may not be as deep as he's been. He might not have the subs, but the guys that he'll put eight out there that are capable of create problems for us. Sacred Heart, I mean, they always do all the fundamentals and the little things just right also. So it's going to be a tough battle for us.
All right. Well, Coach, we're looking forward to another good game between the two squads. Good luck tonight with your matchup with Sacred Heart.
Well, thank you, and thanks for coming to Bruning.
Thank you, Coach. That's your visit with Coach Chris Artisano of the Bruning Davenport Shickley squad. We'll be back and visit with Sacred Heart Coach Doug Goltz after this two-minute timeout on KTNC. Timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? Cheetah?
Wow.
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with St. Herb coach Doug Golds as the Irish take on Breen Davenport Shickley tonight. Coach, last week your kids got the first win of the year. You headed out to Waco. And kind of you going in that they were young and not really going to be a big challenge for the squad.
No, I mean, they just don't have the athletes. They only have one senior on their team out there. And, you know, it's just one of those games where it was a little bit of a tune-up, but we'll be playing a much better team tonight and a team that traditionally doesn't lose football games.
Mm-hmm. A lot of battle over the years between BDS and Sacred Heart. It's been very challenging at times for both teams, but you look back over the years, it's been a pretty good rivalry when you do get together.
Yeah, I think we've only beat them once, so that was the semifinal game the year that we won our last state title. But they've really had their way in D2 these last few years. You know, last year winning the title, we let them at halftime, but that let that game get away. It'll be interesting to see how our kids play out there.
Well, it's also going to be interesting to see how they react to losing a game. I think the last time they lost a regular season was maybe 2014, so it's been 6-7 years. Johnson Brock knocked them off by 230 last week. So it'll be interesting to see how they react to a loss like that.
Yeah, I got to imagine that they're going to look to right the ship, and kind of hard to believe that after tonight, one of us is going to be 1-2, and I still think we're probably two of the better teams in our class. But both of us have tough schedules to start the year, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you look at those games like this where if you lose a couple of games early on, still in your district, but every game affects that seeding once we get to the postseason, which both teams expect to be there.
Yeah, I mean, you hope that your opponents do well and win some games so that you can get in position to have a decent seed. You know, right now we're just looking at is this another game to kind of see where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to panic if things don't go well for us tonight. But it'll really give us another indication of where we sit maybe with some of the better D2 teams.
What do you expect to see out of BDS tonight?
Well, in their first two games, they've really ran more power football. There's a lot of stuff inside. More than maybe in the past where they've used that speed outside. They don't have quite the overall team speed, and they have not really passed the ball much. I think part of that, again, is a young quarterback and some young skill guys. But we've got to be able to slow them down when they run the football. They're big up front, 300, 285, 225 line, and then a big back who's about 200, 210 pounds. So we're going to be really challenged to stop their running game.
That is a big offensive line. Any division you play, any level, that's a big offensive line. As far as your squad, a lot of plays open in the playbook, it sounds like, with this offense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping it'll be our speed is the difference. And, you know, they do a lot of things that you have to be ready for and defend. They throw the ball sometimes to some of their offensive linemen when they vary their formations. But for us, offensively, we're going to have to rely on, you know, our athletes out in space. We're not going to be able to run the ball right at them much because of that size that they have.
Mm-hmm. The game last week, as we talked about earlier, the kids' starters didn't get to play a lot, which is okay. They didn't get hurt. So I imagine it's been pretty interesting week of practice. You got to work those kids pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, our golf team has done a good job of trying to be BDS, but, you know, it's just there's such a difference than what you're going to really see on the field. We don't have those big kids to go against. BDS is always very, very physical. Like I said, it's going to be a challenge, and it'll be nice to have some of our skill guys that are returners. You know, we have our quarterback, Jacob Jordan, to be his third year as a starter. Our defensive backfield. Jacob Jordan's a DB returning. Jake Freshel will be a two-year starter. I think last year those were some of the things that hurt us, was that we were so inexperienced at the back end of our defense that we gave up some big plays. Hopefully that'll be the other way around this year. They'll have the younger defensive backs, and we've got the experience.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll let you go and wish you and the Irish good luck in the ballgame tonight.
Thank you.
Back on our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome to Bruny, Nebraska. You're listening to high school football week 3 action. This is Troy Nelson along with Lucas Freshel tonight calling it on the AM station. Lucas, what do you got for us?
Well, we know that these two teams are some of the best in the class. As you heard in the pregame show, they're both 1-1 and one of these teams is going to end up 1-2 after tonight. I think BDS is the favorite in this game. They're at home. When you look at their team on paper, you know they're big. When you see them in person, they look even bigger.
Yeah.
There's some guys out there that look like they could be playing D1 football, and they're going to run some smash-mouth football. It's hard for me to believe that they lost to Johnson Brock, but on a last-second play on fourth down, after converting a couple fourth downs on the final drive of the game, they scored to tie it. They scored a two-point conversion to win. And as we know, Johnson Brock is in Sacred Hearts District, so we'll be seeing them later in the year. But Sacred Hearts are going to have to make plays on offense. They're going to have to make big plays on offense, and they're going to have to get stops on D.
Yeah, and again, as we already said, maybe Coach Gold said it in the pregame, but BDS is the defending state champs last year. And again, but they have a 50-game or plus, we're not for sure on the exact numbers, regular season win streak that was Johnson Brock ended last week. So when you can string together 50 or more regular season victories, you've been pretty good for the last 10 years.
Yeah, Sacred Hearts fans know the word the streak. I mean, we've had our own, and BDS is just coming off one. So, you know, 1995, you know, Sacred Hearts loses to Table Rock, and then they got a whole season to think about it. Bringing Davenport Chickley only has a week to think about it. They're going to get that taste out of their mouth. They're going to have an opportunity for it, I should say. And they've had a 50-game regular season streak. They're a dominant 8-man football team in southeast Nebraska, and they expect to play for the state championship at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And again, you got two great programs here battling out in week 3, and as Coach Gold said, or again, you just said, somebody's coming out of this game tonight 1-2. But again, in all reality, in week 3, it doesn't really matter because as long as you have those wild card points at the end of the season, you're going to be okay.
Right, and what does matter right now is, you know, you're going to find out what kind of football team you have.
Yeah.
Sacred Heart had a really good opponent in week one. BDS had a really good opponent in week two. And, you know, now they both have a chance to right the ship for the regular season. And really all this means is for playoff seeding points.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that these teams will see each other either in the state championship or in the playoffs along the way. And, you know, these guys, they know each other's names. And they're probably both excited to be getting this game on the road.
Yeah.
All right, so we had the coin toss a little bit ago, and Sacred Heart won, and they deferred. So, Bernie Davenport-Chickley is going to have the ball, and I think, Lucas, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're going to defend the north end zone.
Yeah, BDS is going to receive and defend the north end zone. Sacred Heart will be on defense first.
All right,
and it looks like they're going through the starting lineups here pretty shortly.
So, I'm
going
to give the BDS offense. All right, and they're in their home dark jerseys, got maroon tops and black bottoms with some maroon and white stripes on it. Your left end will be number 24, Eli Noel, senior, 240 pounds. Your tackle will be number 16, Eli Weber, freshman, 185 pounds. Left guard will be number 45, Anthony Schuler, senior, 300-pounder. The center will be number 23, Tanner Bolte, sophomore, 225-pounder. Your right guard will be number 66, Adam Hess, senior, 285 pounds. Your wide receiver will be number 4, Seth Stengel, sophomore, 155 pounds. Your quarterback will be number 5, Jerron Norder, sophomore, 175 pounder. Your slot back will be number 32, Easton Weber, junior, 200 pounder. Of course, BDS is co-coached by Mark Rotter and Chris Artisano.
Artisano,
tough name to say there. Scott Shipley and Ryan Felipe are your assistants.
On the Sacred Heart, it's going to be on defense to start the game. They're in the green pants off and that iconic shamrock on the helmet. At one D end is going to be a 219-pound senior, Brogan Noctegal. At the other D end is 177-pound sophomore, Joe Simon. At nose guard, 227-pound senior, Derek Schwong. Traditionally, Sacred Heart runs a 3-3 defense, but they've gone to a 3-2 this year. At the two linebacker spots, it's going to be 186-pound senior, Tyler Kaplan. At the other linebacker is 170-pound junior, Evan Keepley. The two D-backs, 150-pound senior Jake Freshel, his cousin's the other D-back, 151-pound junior Sam Dunn, and at the safety, his Sacred Heart's quarterback, Jacob Jordan, 154-pound senior.
All right, and with that, I think we'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio for a quick 30-second break. So we'll send it back to Fall City. You've been listening to some KTNC high school football on FM 1230.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Burning High School here at the BDS Sports Complex. School board is located on the north end zone. And just like last week, Lucas, that when Randy and I did the Lutheran game, the football field is set in the outfield of your baseball field. All right, so again, we're set up on the south side of the 30-yard line, but we're not far off of the shortstop position here either.
Yeah, and you know, the effect of that is there's not much of a ground in the middle of the football field. You know, BDS is a running team. Generally speaking, every Husker fan knows that in the mid-90s, we had a huge crowd at Memorial Stadium. I'd say that this is an advantage to Sacred Heart to try to stop that run game, but not much of a crown in the middle of the field here.
Yeah. Again, another beautiful night for high school football. The flag is in the north end zone by the scoreboard. There's no wind blowing right now. We got a warm 88 degrees as we're in a sweat box up here. But still, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just, I mean, it's hot September weather. Anybody who's going to the Husker game tomorrow, they made an announcement either yesterday or today that you can take a bottle of water in there. So if you're going to the game, stay hydrated. It's going to be potentially the hottest game in Husker football history at home.
Wow.
Yep, the hottest game.
Wow. All right, we've got the band located to our right down here on the ground, and they're getting ready for the national anthem. So we kind of figured that in honor of 9/11, we just let it play out here.
Fourth and 20, and you just gave him a first down
I tell you what, I didn't see that. No, I didn't either. But the flag came out right away. It was a lateral pass to the quarterback's left side, and my eyes went with the ball. I can't admit that I even saw anything. All right, so first and 10, BDS, spotted at their 22-yard line. Clock running with 10:30 left here in the first quarter. Shotgun, handoff to quarterback keeper right up the middle is Mortar. We're going to get about 3 yards on the carry. 3 yards on the carry. Sam Dunn's in there. Tyler Catlin's in there. Shawan was in there. You're gonna see a lot of gun from these guys. A lot of split outs, try to spread the field and run behind those huge linemen. And the thing you gotta watch is that tackle that's not can go out for a pass. All right, so second and 7, shotgun formation. Weber in motion, and you give this to him on the right side, and he's going to get maybe 2 yards as he's turned back inside.
That's right. It's an excellent play by Joe Simon playing on that left end. He has contained. He knows he has contained, and he forced the play on the inside and then made the tackle as well.
All right, so they're not going to give any gain on that. Brings a 3rd down and 7 now for the Eagles. Coming into this play will be number 4. He's going to be your slot back on the left, shotgun formation. Mortar puts Weber in motion. Weber stops and goes out for pass. The pass is complete to Weber down the left sideline, and he's going to get enough for the first down and be shoved out of bounds.
Yeah, Tyler Catlin had a chance to make the play. I'm not saying he should have made the play, but kind of tried to tackle him high, and he was able to break loose of that and get 3 or 4 more yards for the first down. Shot down by Dave Jordan.
And I messed up on that. That is a pass completion to Stengel, not Weber, for the first down. Trying to keep right out and do the
ball.
Oh,
I know, there's a lot going on here.
First down and 10 for the Eagles. Shotgun formation. Norder keeps the ball and goes up the middle. He's going to get maybe 3 yards maybe.
Yeah, good play by 35. Jake Freshel meeting him right in the middle. Jake's the only guy that's there. He's the free man on the play. That's Norder's responsibility to try to break that tackle, but Jake was there.
2nd down and 7 now for the Eagles on their own 36. 8:45 left in the first quarter. Your score is tied at 0. Eagles break the huddle. Coming out wide to your right is Noel. Wide to your left is receiver. Shotgun formation is Mortar in motion. All right, Mortar. Stretch snap to Weber, and Weber's going to take the ball.
Yeah, they went on a wildcat formation there. You're probably going to see a lot of direct snaps to Easton Weber. I think it was noted. I think he's a junior, but I thought I saw
yes.
Was he an All-State?
He was an All-State defense.
Okay, All-State
as a sophomore.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you can be first-team All-State as a sophomore, you're a stud.
No doubt.
You're a stud. No doubt. So 3rd and 5 now for the Eagles on their own 39-yard line. 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Coming out wide to the right is Zach Hoynes. All right. Norder is going to go out to the slot back on the left side. So in the backfield is Weber. Oh, and we got movement on BDS left end. Yeah, that's Noel. That's the left end. He's like 240, 6'4". He's one of the guys that caught my eye. He's a big body fella. All right, so it'll be a 5-yard penalty there. Bring up still 3rd down and looks like 10. 3rd and 10 for the Eagles. All right, ball spotted back at the 34. 7:38 left in the first quarter, tied at 0.
You know, oftentimes when those guys make those mistakes, the ball might be coming to them. So look at that.
They're a little nervous. All right, same formation. Direct snap to Weber, but he's going to keep it moved to the left side. All right, he's going to move forward, kept the pile moving for about 5 yards.
Jake Freshel was able to tackle him low. Evan Keefley came on and finished him off. And you're looking at a 4th down and about 5-ish. And this is one of those three-month-go-forward here.
But you got to watch the hard snap, too.
Okay, they're going to punt.
So 4th and 5, the ball in their own 38. They are set up to punt. The kicker is Jerron Mortar. Dropping back for Sacred Heart is Freshel. Snap is away. It's not a great one, but he gets it picked up. Oh, and we got a roughing in the punter call. He tried to hold up, but didn't make it.
It's absolutely the right call. He ran right into him. That was from Eric Shawan, and he just
you know, he was just hungry to try to block that punt.
Yep.
The snap was fumbled, and so there was an extra second or two for there to try to make a play.
Yep.
Instead of coming at an angle across the body, he went right into him.
Yeah. So that's going to be roughing the punter on Ball City Sacred Heart.
It looks like we're having trouble on the far sideline with something with the chain gang. I'm not for sure what's going on over there. I think they're trying to determine exactly where the line of scrimmage was.
Oh,
I think he moved too soon.
I think maybe.
Okay. Not that we saw it.
No.
You're watching on Strive, maybe you saw it. But
yes.
But, all right. That's bringing up first and 10 for BDS Eagles as they try and figure out the chain gang here.
You know, if you're trying to sync up the Strive and the radio, sometimes you can pause one and try to sync it up with the other.
But it's tough. What do you tell you?
You've tried to do it?
I've tried to do it.
There you go, man. Yeah.
All right, puts it back to fourth down on the far sideline.
There's quite a conversation going on, and I'm not sure. There's going to be some sort of explanation here because it's obvious, but
because you got the head umpire talking to the BDS coach. It's only a 5-yard penalty.
That's a fair call.
So that's a fair call.
So it's still fourth down, though.
I thought it was an automatic first down.
Yeah, I was a little confused myself.
You know, Sharon did try to put on the brakes, and this momentum carried him into it, and so that's why they, you know, were able to reference it as a 5-yarder instead of a personal foul.
All right.
So you, how much?
Fourth down and a half a yard.
Fourth and inches.
All right, clock running. Shotgun formation. Now they got a timeout.
Nope, got to pick up the flag. Referee forgot, the head umpire forgot to pick up his flag.
So 6:44 left in the first quarter, fourth down and inches for BDS on their first drive.
All right, now the clock is running.
All right, Bolte's your center. Shotgun formation is Mortar. He's coming up on the center now, and he's just going to sneak it right up.
He's going to be shoved forward. Weber shoved him forward for the first down.
Yeah, he's going to get the first down that play, but
boy, you're...
Man,
if you were part of the 1976 Sacred Heart football team, Bob Aiken tells a great story about the Wolfpack game, aiding the runner.
That is what happened
right there.
Yep.
That's what happened right there.
Yep, 32, Weber pushed his quarterback forward to get that first down.
Anyway, first and 10.
He might have gotten it anyway, but I didn't think it was necessary.
It was going to be close.
6:14 and running. The ball is on the Sacred Heart 36-yard line now. He got split out to the left to Stingle, split to the right. Shotgun formation, fake is to Weber. Norris dropping back to pass, and it's going to incomplete pass.
Wow, uncatchable. Does that look like
close?
Yeah, Sam Dunn was on the coverage, and he slipped, and he tried to get back up and made a little bit of contact
at the feet there of Noel, but the ball was just a little bit overthrown.
Yeah.
All right, so it brings up second down and 10 now for the Eagles. Clock stopped with 6:01 in the first quarter, tied at 0. Stingle out to the left. Shotgun formation. Direct snap is to Weber, and he's going to keep the ball and go to the right side. And he tries to pop it outside, but pops it back in. There's nowhere to go on the outside. Great play by Shuang, tackle him, and then Joe Simon kind of finished him off. You know, I'd say it's a pretty good defensive stand here. I'd say stand drive for the Irish. They haven't given up any big plays here. They've had a couple of boneheaded penalties. You know, the first one to extend the drive on the personal foul, and then the other aiding the runner. They got the fourth and one. But good job by the Sacred Heart D of not giving up any big chunks.
All right.
Eagles come out of the huddle. Third and 6 on their Irish 32. Norris in the shotgun formation. He's sending out to the right side of Noel. So two receivers, one on each side. Okay. They took 2 hours setting that up, so BDS will take a timeout to save the penalty call. So with that, we'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC FM 1230.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. He's on the touchdown.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Paul City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bruning Davenport High School here in Bruning, Nebraska. BDS took their first time out of the game. They were running close to the time on their offensive scheme there. Had a little trouble with the line wide receivers getting set up. All right, and as I figured out, we went to break. It's not FM 1230, the radio station of Fall City. It's AM 1230. Right, but even if you listen in live on the web, it's mscsports.net. We are on the FM side, though, at 107.1. There, did I get that all right?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't catch it right away, but I didn't think you had invented a new radio wave frequency.
What? If I did, I got paid for it. So anyway, third down and six. 5:11 left in the first quarter, tied at zero. Coming in motion now is Weber. Goes behind Mortar, and Mortar's dropping back. He's looking down high. He gives it, drops it off to number four there is Stengel. And Stengel's going to be hit and dropped right away.
Tied up by Tyler Catlin, sniffed him up. It was wide open. It was a wide open play, but Tyler Catlin stayed at home, had contained. It was his guy, and he made the play.
Catlin doing a great job in holding that position there. So fourth down for the Eagles on, fourth and four on the Irish 29-yard line. Okay, so again, this will be a pretty crucial play right now in this opening drive for BDS. All right, they're taking their time coming down the middle. Again, Bolte's your center. All right, Mortar. Nope, Weber's going to be your quarterback in the shotgun. All right, Weber's going to take the direct snap and move upfield. He's not going to get it. He's going to get about 2 yards, and that will not be enough for the first down.
Stop short. Great play by the Irish. Arguably was in on the play. They just tried to run it right up the middle, and it was stopped about a yard and a half short. So it's going to be Sager Hart ball on the 28-yard line. Their own 28-yard line.
And you know, adding up what little totals I have, that was a 13-point drive that took a lot of clock off. So Irish come out of the huddle. Again, Jordan is going to be in a shotgun formation now with three receivers to his left. In motion is Keithley. Keithley's going to get the pitch from Jordan around the right side. He's going to go ahead for about 2 yards.
The one out there was Hollins and also Bolte, the linebacker for BES. And, you know, just... I mean, what a first series on the Irish. I've never heard that. That's a heck of a stand.
Yeah. All right, so Irish, second and six on their own 32, break the huddle. Again, knock the goal as your center. Out to the right is Freshel. Out to the left is Dunn. Shotgun formation is Jordan. He wanted to pitch to Catlin, but he had to take it. Now he's going to scramble off to the left side and go out of bounds with about a 2 yard loss.
That's when you know where to go. I'm going to tell you who made the play. It was Eli Nolo playing in that right end position. He was able to manhandle his blocker and pushed the Sacred Heart offensive blocker into Jordan, who took away the pitch man and just had to scramble out of bounds to try to get some positive yards.
All right, brings up third down and eight. The ball on their own 30-yard line for the Irish. The clock stopped with 3:31 here in the first. We are tied at zero. Two receivers to your right, Fresher and Dunn. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Catlin's lined up to be the blocking back.
Got plenty of time. Got a man wide open. Fresher's across the middle. Up to 30. He's down to the 20. Down to the 10. High steps in. Breaks two tackles. He's in for a touchdown. Wide open play. Jake Fresher is in the slot position from the right side. He's running a post pattern across the middle. He was wide open. And Jacob Jordan just kind of put it on the money. And Jake Fresher was able to outrun the two defenders that were seeking him.
And he was wide open in the middle of that field. He was wide open.
Man.
And, you know, Jacob Jordan just, you know, didn't put too much mustard on it and had a great, smart throw.
Woo!
So, three-play drive there. Right? And I think we started on our own 30. Again, I'm not great on these stats, but we'll get it figured out.
I forgot that I'm so proud of you tonight.
Two-point conversion set up. Jordan's in the shotgun formation. He's got Sam Dunn out on. Oh, Keithley! Keithley, yes, he got in for the two-point conversion. Keithley catches it for the 2 points. All right. So with 3:22 left in the first quarter, the Irish take an 8-0 lead over the home team, Bruning Davenport Shipley Eagles. We'll send it back to Aaron Wilson in the studio for a short 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake, Tasha, or Weston in Falls City. It was a three-play, 52-yard drive with a touchdown pass from Jacob Jordan to Sam Dunn. Two-point conversion was good by Keith Lee, and the Irish are up 8-0 with 3:22 left to go in the first quarter. My first game of the year, too. Yeah, hey, but we still look good up here. I'm sweaty. Don't care what anybody says. We look good up here. I'm sweaty.
All right, so we're still on the intermission here, and Lucas is doing a great job of writing down the scoring sheet. I'm sure I did a fabulous job on mine and too.
Right. So the Irish now coming off the far sideline. They are in their traveling white tops with green pants, green numbers. All right, your green shamrock on the white helmet. Noctegal is going to set the ball up on the 30. All right, set to return for the Eagles is going to be Seth Stingle and Carson Luce. They are on their goal line because, again, Noctegal does a great job of putting it in the end zone. All right, so Noctegal's got his right hand up waiting for the referee's whistle. There it is. The Irish line moves out. Noctegal's approach, right-footed, hits a good one again, and as consistent as you can be in the end zone. 100%, 2-2 today on the touchback.
All right, so BDS's first drive of the night had 13 plays.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I guess you now.
13 plays for BDS on their first possession of the night. This was their second possession. 3:22 left in the first quarter, 8-0 Irish. All right. Let's see. We got Norder and shotgun. Weber to his left. Norder's going to take it, give it to Weber around the right side, and the Irish do a good job. And then we're going to break through some tackles. He's got enough for the first down. He's been shoved out of bounds by your other offstate. From the Irish, that's enough to go.
That's those big plays the Irish ran to avoid for the first 13 snaps on defense. Because they were Shedron, Tyler Catlin, and ran out of bounds at the end of the play by enough to go.
And I'm going to say that was about a 20-yard run by.
Yep, 21 yard.
21. There you go.
All right, first and 10 Eagles on their own 36. The clock did stop because they went out of bounds. All right, Bulky your center. All right, Norder is your shotgun formation in motion is Weber. Weber's going to go back out for another screen pass. This ball's going to complete, but the ball goes backwards. It's a live ball. So Weber's going to fall on it. That's going to be a big loss. It is. It's a huge risky play. You've got the wide out to the left. He comes in motion back to the quarterback, and then he works his way back, motion back to the sideline, and it's a backwards pass. And all the cigar, the two cigar defenders seeking now is knocked a ball. And I believe, I didn't catch the other one, but they both knew it. And one of them tried to push the offender away from the football, but good play by, was that Norder? Good play by Weber just to sweep it up with one hand and just corral it. All right, second and 25 from their own 21. Shotgun formation. Norder's got the ball. He's going to fake to Weber and try to go up the middle, and he's going to get maybe 2 yards on that carry. Yeah, good play by Shawong. Shawong was being blocked. And at the last minute, he was able to stick out his right hand and kind of trip him up. Keith Lee was in there, was able to get his left hand on him, and together they were able to stop him for a short game. All right, so brings up third down and 23 now for the Eagles. The ball on their own 25. Clock running with 2:11, 8-0 Irish. Bolte, your center, comes out of the huddle. All right, you got Norder as the quarterback in the shotgun. All right. By himself comes in motion is Weber from the left side going behind him. Drops back to pass. He's got time, and now he's going to load it. He's going out of bounds. Yeah, it was thrown out of bounds. He was able to get it, past the line of scrimmage. It wasn't a grounding play. and a really sweet catch on the sideline here by the fellow in the T-shirt.
A non-player.
Non-player, yeah. All right, brings up fourth down to 23 now for the Eagles on their own 25. They're setting up to punt around their own 15. Set to receive his fresh one around the 20. Oh, not a great snap. He gets it away. He got a hand on it. And again, knocked the goal just enough. And he hits a mortar, but not enough to draw the flag.
No, and he got a piece of it, or he got a piece of the ball. So no penalty there. But
there's a systematic problem here by BDS, getting the ball to the quarterback on the long snaps. It's happened about four or five times already in the first quarter. All right, so minute 47 left in the first quarter. The Irish will take over on the Eagle 28-yard line. All right, Irish break the huddle. Again, knock the goal to your center. Jordan's going to stay in the shotgun. All right, you got two receivers to the right, Freshall and Keithley. Jordan's going to scramble to his right. He's got pressure. They have to go out of bounds for about a 2-yard gain.
2-yard gain, ran out of bounds by Weber, and pursued on the play by Bolte.
Alright, so Sam Dunn bringing the play in from the sideline, 2nd and 10, so no gain on that. 28-yard line, the Irish have the ball. Sam's going to stay out on the right side, as you're going to have triplets out there, Catlin and Keithley. Freshall's coming to your left. Shotgun formation is Jordan. There's your snap. Jordan drops back, looking at somebody on the right, and he tried to hit Keithley. Keithley tried to come back to the ball, and he slipped on the turf, and he comes up a little slow.
Yeah, it was a tough. You know, it's a quick 5-yard button hook for Keithley, and he's looking for the ball on the inside, and it was on the outside, and it was a weird little. It almost looked like he maybe got his leg caught behind, and I was a little nervous that his. Maybe he pulled a groin or something there, but he was able to get up. I think he's just upset he didn't make the catch.
Yeah. All right. Can't see who brought that play in, but Keithley, Dunn's going out. So you got Freshall and Keithley on the right. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Catlin's off to his right. Jordan drops back to pass. This is the same play he scored on earlier, and he's got him open again. There's Freshall and the 5-yard line. He gets him for the touchdown. Touchdown, Jake Freshall with the post running from the slot position on the trips right, and it's that same post play. And I got to tell you, credit Jacob Jordan for putting that ball right on the money. Oh, and again. 3-play drive, 30 yards for the touchdown. All right, but again, I think they found a little weakness in the BDS defensive backfield. All right, Irish come out level for the 2-point conversion. They'll be in the eye. Catlin and Keithley behind Jordan. Dunn out to the right. The pitch to Keithley on the right side. He's going to follow a blocker, and he's not going to get in. So 2-point conversion fails. All right, with 1:31 left here in the first quarter, the Irish have a 14-0 lead. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bruni, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake, Tasha, or Weston in Falls City. It's a 3-play, 30-yard drive with a pass from Jordan to Freshall. 2-point conversion was no good. With 1:31 left, it's 14-0 Irish in the first quarter. All right, so here we go. Knock the goal, set to kick off again from the 30. The referee hands in the ball. He spots it. All right. Set up deep again for the Eagles. Is Stingle and Loose. They're set up on the goal line. All right, Knoxville's waiting for the referee signal. All right, your Irish gets set around the 27-yard line, and here comes Knoxville's approach, and the kick is away, and again, that's a beauty, into the end zone. So touchback, 3-0 for the Irish. We like to see you here. It's a good start by Sigurd Hart. You know, I think... BDS went out on defense. They're going to try to look to try to get a little pressure on the Irish. Jordan is able to scramble. He's got plenty of time. And consequently, the Irish are up 14-0 because their defense has they've been, but they haven't broken. All right, so first and 10, Eagles on their own 15. Minute 31 left in the first quarter. All right, coming out wide to the right is number 10, Zach Coins. All right, in the backfield is Weber for the shotgun. He takes the direct snap. He's going to try it on the left side of the Irish line. He's not going to get very far. And he's maybe going to get 1 yard. Catlin in on the stop there. Got an update here from Fall City. Malcolm's up 13-0 over the Tigers in the first quarter. Also, something to keep an eye on, Nebraska City Lords is up 6-0 on Johnson Brock in the second quarter. And there you go, Johnson Brock, Nebraska City Lords. We got some common opponents. All right, second down and 8. Clock under 1 minute here in the first quarter. All right. 23 is your center, Bolke. Shotgun formation is Weber, and Norder right to his right. Weber takes it. He takes to Norder. Nope, he gives it to... Got the wrong numbers here. Number 16 there was the runner, which is Eli Weber. All right, so 16 getting a run for about 2 yards. Tyler Catlin, and again on the defensive play, heard his name a lot. He's having a good game so far at the linebacker position. All right, Eagles have the ball. Third down and 6 now on their own 19. Shotgun formation is Norder. Weber to his left. He fakes to Weber. He's dropping back to pass. The ball is away, but it's going to be a hit right away. But it is a catch to number 16, Eli Weber. Yeah, time to right. Jake Freshel was on the play. Time to right and just made the tackle right when he caught it. It creates a fourth down in about 2. Who's that? So we're going to say third down, it should be fourth. Okay, so brings up fourth down, but we are end of the first quarter. So at the end of 1, 14-0 Irish over the home team, BDS Eagles. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football at KTNC FM 1230.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dense Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dense Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dense Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bruning Davenport Sports Complex for the Irish and Fall City Sacred Heart are taking on Bruning Davenport Chickley Eagles. The Irish got the early lead 14-0. Pretty big plays on offense for the Irish. Being able to stop BDS on defense. Only giving up really one big play in the game. Irish D has had a couple penalties there. And you know, it's still hot, but I'm starting to feel a little breeze. It's starting to cool down a little bit, isn't it? Is it? There is no breeze in this press box. I'm not sweating as much as I was an hour ago. Maybe you just need to drink more water. Fill up with that orange Gatorade. Yeah. All right, Lucas, you got it. BDS is going to line up here. It's fourth down, and see, the scoreboard says third, and the marker said they've been number one the whole time. Okay. They got it is fourth down. There's a swinging gate here with all the linemen to the right. And it's going to be a quarterback give, and he's going to get the first down. And he's going to get 7 yards off the play by Weber. All right, Freshel and Dunn in on the tackle for the Irish. But again, he's going to get enough for the first down. Second down for the Eagles. First and 10 from their own 31-yard line. 11:42 left to go in the second quarter. Irish up
14-0. Two big pass plays from Jacob Jordan to Jake Freshel for the scores. Made one two-point conversion, missed the other one. BS breaks the huddle. They've got split left, slot right motion Weber. Back to the quarterback. Going to be a quarterback keeper on the play to Stengel, and he's going to dive forward for maybe that 3 yards. Looks like we got Freshel and Keesling and Shawong in on the tackle for the Irish. BDS in the huddle. Quarterback. Let's see. Norder's looking at his wristband. Breaks the huddle. It's going to be single left, single right. Got a wing to the right. Motion is Weber to the right. That's to the quarterback. Give to Weber on the right side. And he's going to be stopped for maybe about a gain of one or two on the play. All right. Hitting the first tackle is Nicholas Keithley. He's coming in to refresh Joe Simon. So he gets in on a good tackle to start for his series here. Yeah, is this the third series on defense, third or fourth? Well, I guess, yeah, I should be pulling board, right? You got a third series here on D. BDS lines up for a 3rd and 5, 10-16, running clock. It's going to be the same formation. Big tight end, split to the right. Weber is going to be split in the slot to the left. He's in motion, back to the quarterback, wing back to the right. It's going to be snapped to the quarterback, and it's going to be a shovel play up the middle. It's going to be hit by Jordan and stopped there about a gain of 4. It's going to be short of the first down. Catlin coming up from his linebacker position to put the stop on. And, again, he hit him just enough, and it's going to be short here. So 4th down. You've got to expect him to go for it almost right at midfield. They're going to mark it at the 40. It's about the 39.5. And you go by those bad snaps they've been having. So, yes, you just do the quarterback sneak like they did earlier.
Yeah, and BDS, they run a shotgun. That's what they do. They run the shotgun formation. So you can't expect that to last. It might just maybe be big game jitters to start the game. But same formation here, wide left, wide right, and it's another snap on the ground. Give the Irish a little time, and I think they stopped him. They stopped him. Yep, stop on downs, Irish. Let's see. Nicholas Keithley, Tyler Catlin coming up to put the hit in for the Irish to stop it. Good call on downs. Good call, Troy. You called it. It was a snap on the ground. It took another 2.5 for Norder, right, to pick it up. No, Stengel to pick it up. Norder, Stengel. One of them to pick it up, and that was the extra 2.5 the Irish needed to penetrate and stop them short of the first down. So turnover on downs, Irish ball. They're going to call it at the 40. To me, it looks like it's at the 39 of the BDF. Irish are going to go twins to the right. It's going to be a pass play. It looks like an out to the right, and Keithley's got it up the right sideline for about a gain of about 19 yards. Number 15, Cameron Hoynes coming up on the tackle for the Eagles. But again, Keithley doing a great job moving upfield, and a good solo tackle there by Hoynes. Irish first and 10, 9:07, running clock, second quarter. Irish moving in front of us from the left to the right, north to the south end zone. By the way, if you're in town, there's an FSA hamburger grill over there, barbecue. Grab yourself a little burger. Snap back to the Irish, and there's going to be a bad snap on the play. Jordan's going to have to scramble to the left. He's got a little bit of room and maybe gains. No gain on the play. And again, he tried to get to that left corner, and he's had two maroon jerseys in front of him, Eli Noel, and he, big number 66, 285-pounders, and he decided, I'll just take the sideline here. Yeah, 66 is a big fella, and showed a little sign of some wheels there.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's not the fastest guy on the team, but maybe just took a good angle to stop Jordan for no gain. Second and 10, stop clock, 8:45. Irish are at 14-0 on BDS. Both teams are 1-1, lost in previous weeks. Irish week 1, BDS last week to good teams. Shotgun formation, twins to the left, single to the right. Jordan looks to the left. He's trying to guide Jake Fletcher where to go. He's having a scramble. He's got to get rid of it now. It's a good throw to get rid of it. He was able to throw it across the line of scrimmage. There's an intended receiver on the play, so no intentional grab. All right, but Jordan doing everything he can to try and get
open and buy his receivers some time on the end, but he also did a great job in the backfield that time covering.
That's right. You got 3rd and 10 here. You got the 21-yard line. I think, you know, the goal here is to get half of it, right? You know you're going to go for it on fourth down. We don't have a field goal kicker. I would look for a little button hook here or a quick out just to try to get half of it.
They do have a field goal kicker, though. Not to Galkin. They did some PATs last week.
There's a pass to the left side. It is a little button hook. Okay. And gain of 5. And thanks for the info on that. They kicked a couple extra points off.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't make them all, but they were trying to do it.
Sure.
So it is 4th and 5 for the Irish. 8:10 on the clock. It's a running clock. 14-0, Sacred Heart, over BDS. 8:01, 8 minutes. They break the huddle. They're going to go to the shotgun formation. It's going to be twins to the right, wing back to the right, snap back to Jordan. He's looking. He's looking across the field. He's in the end zone and touchdown, Evan Keithley. It's going to be a 16-yard touchdown pass to Evan Keithley. Jacob Jordan was able to scramble to the right, create some time. I think Evan Keithley was running either a little corner pattern or an out to about the 5-yard line, saw that Jordan was in trouble and just turned his route upfield, lost the defender, and was all alone in the end zone, in the front right of the end zone. Irish are going to line up for the 2-point conversion here. They break the huddle. It's going to be a shotgun. It's going to be twins left, twins right, wide splits by the linemen. It's going to be a quick button hook to Keithley for the 2-point conversion is good. So, with 7:47 left in the second quarter, the Irish take the lead 22-0. You're listening to the high school football here on KPMC AM 1230.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bernie, Nebraska. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake, Tasha, or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your scoring drive here with 7:47 left in the second quarter, a 16-yard pass from Jacob Jordan to Evan Keithley. Capped a 5-plays, 40-yard drive, and Keithley made it to 2-point conversion to make the Irish 22, BDS 0. If you've got green on right now, you're feeling pretty good. But what you also know is that this ain't no slouch. No. They are the defending state champs. You know they've got some arsenal. They're a powerhouse. They're a big team. You know, their goal is to wear you down.
Yep.
Kudos to the Irish for getting up early, but it's not over, boys. You got to respect these guys. You got to expect that they're going to be able to score here. So don't lose sight of the goal and stay focused. Knock the goal, set to kick. He does, into in, left to right. It looks like it's going to be a touchback. It is about 3 yards deep into the end zone. And it's time, if you're the BDS boys, you're in that huddle right there, and you're saying, let's go, boys, it's time. All right, let's show the Irish that BDS Eagles were the defending state champs. And let's go score a touchdown here. So I know it's only in the middle of the second quarter, but this is a pretty important drive here for the Eagle fans. Got a good little showing here. Good little turnout here for the FFA barbecue. 7:47 left in the second quarter, 22-0 Irish. Shotgun formation, wide left. It's a direct snap. Ooh. And he's going to be stopped around the left side for a gain of about 2 yards. Max Freshel doing a great job coming up from the defensive back. Or Jake Freshel, sorry. Max picked up. Jake Freshel, sorry. Max was not playing anymore. He graduated.
Freshel.
They were the same there. And you guys, a great story on that number, but we'll talk about it later when we got some free time. So again, Jake Freshel getting the stop there. carry on the play there by the younger Weber fella. It was a direct snap. He was in the back position. BDS breaks the huddle. It looks like they're going to be tight here. No. He's going to split. Owens is going to split to the right. We got split to the left. Direct snap. Direct snap to Norder. He's going to look downfield.
Hold.
And he was open on the right side for a little hook pattern, but it's incomplete. Sam Dunn in on the coverage for the Irish. Again, the ball falls incomplete, so it'll bring up third down for the Eagles. 2-0. Keep my stats here.
Yeah.
That's very important because you know you're going to get graded on that on the way home tonight. Big third down here. Third and eight. 6:55, clock is stopped, ball on BDS's own 17-yard line, third and eight to go, 22-0 Irish. BDS, you got to think they're going to pass here. They're in the same formation, split each way, snap back to the quarterback, fake give to Weber, and he's wide open on the left field, left sideline. He's probably going to go for the touchdown, and he does. What a huge play. Seth Stengel puts the touchdown for the 63-yard touchdown pass. It looked like a little hook and ladder. It was a fake to Weber up the middle, and that's what you needed if you're BDS. 6:46 on the clock, 22-6 Irish. BDS lining up for the two-point conversion. They break the huddle. Norder back at the quarterback. Weber in the slot there in the halfback position. It's going to be a fake to Weber, and right at the middle is Norder for the two-point conversion. So with 6:46, and let me go in the second quarter, 22-8 Irish. You're listening to high school football here on KTSC AM 1230.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bringing Nebraska, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake, Tasha, or Weston Witt in the Fall City. The scoring this time was 6:46 left in the second quarter on a 63-yard pass from Norder to Stingle. BDS gets on the board. This was a three-play drive, 65-yard total, and Norder lands the two-point conversion. So the score is now 22-8 in favor of the Irish. And you can see a little excitement here now. The Eagles fans are, they're back into it. That's really what they needed. BDS, you can see they got a little hop in their step here. As they line up to kick, Norder will approach the ball at the 30-yard line, kicks it end over end, right to left in front of us. Keithley will receive it right at the goal line, keeps it in play. It's going to be a zero return right up the middle. It's going to be right at about the 17-yard line for the Irish will have it at their own 17. Eli Noel and Eli Weber coming up to put the hit in on for the Eagles to bring Keithley down. It was a big hit. That was a big hit on the play.
Big hit.
The Irish are in the hole here. There's 6:42 left in the second quarter. It's 22-8 between the powerhouses of D2, Fall City Sacred Heart versus BDS. You know them well, probably, if you're listening. Sacred Heart split with Twins to the left. It's going to be a shotgun formation pass with a little out pattern to Keithley. He's going to catch it for a good maybe 3-4 yard gain. All right, in on the tackle there is your linebacker, Eli Noel, shoving Keithley out of bounds. Consecutive catches by Evan Keithley here, the previous one on the touchdown, this one on a little 3-yard out, and Joe Sinan is getting the play from Coach Goltz on the sideline. He runs it in.
Sinan was halfway out there, and I think Coach Goltz changed his mind.
Yeah, I wonder, he probably did change it. And now it's going to take too long.
Yeah, and so now the back judge has his hand up. That means there's 10 seconds left on the play clock. And now 5, 4.
Timeout.
Looks like the Irish are going to take a timeout. I thought maybe they had some time, but Irish are going to take a timeout. We'll send it back to the station here. You're listening to the high school football on KTNC AM 1230.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Beautiful Friday, September 9th here at Rooney Davenport Sports Complex. It's not a packed house, but there's a pretty darn good crowd. It's kind of a neat little field here on the baseball. We're in the outfield, and all the cars are lined up in the end zone. They've got their little tailgate seats out. Everyone just kind of hanging out. We got a big crew on the right side. BDS, there's far outnumber the center house fans across the way. And but now look at your Irish fans, though. Some of them are sitting down in their seats. They're kind of spread out and they're standing. Remember what we said when we pulled up here? This is your old school football field with the rope here, and you can get close to the field. It is. I like it. I mean, no one's going to doubt that Jeb Brown Stadium is one of the most beautiful football complexes in the state for high school football. No doubt about it. And one of the things tonight, is they had a JV volleyball game in town, too. So you got some volleyball parents that stuck around afterwards, and they are joined in with us, too.
You bet.
There's a neat atmosphere here. Everyone's tight on the field. Everybody's got a great view. That's probably the one misnomer of Jeb Brown, is that you're just so far away from the field. But it's gorgeous, nonetheless.
Now, while we've got an extra long break here in this timeout, I don't know why, but... Okay, talk about your number 35.
Oh, shoot. That's just a story. Since, 1988... 1988 through, 2002, a fresh award number 35. That's always fun. And then you do the tradition, boy.
So when you got confused about that, when you got four freshers out there, though, who gets it?
That's right. All right, Irish break the huddle. 6:35 left to go in the second quarter, 22-8 Irish. Shotgun formation, twins to the left. It's going to be a chair pattern. He's looking for Keithley at the left side. And it looks like he might have gotten there a little early. It's going to be incomplete. Maybe a good play by the defender, Stengel.
Yeah. Stengel in on the coverage for the Eagles, and he hits Keithley a little low, and Keithley comes down hard on his back and maybe a little shaken as he's walking off the side of the field.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good throw by Jordan. I thought he put it right on the money. Evan Keithley had to turn and try to make a play on the ball. Went up with two hands. Like to see that. Just wasn't able to make the play. You know, credit Stengel for being there at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Able to put the hit on. Irish... bringing the play in. Jake Freshel is going to bring the play in along with Joe Simon. They're in the huddle now, and the back judge has his hand up. That means there's 10 seconds left in the play clock. 5, 4, 3, 2, and it's going to have to be another timeout for the Irish. So a little confusion there trying to get the play in. You can sense a little frustration for Coach Bolts over there. So we will take a timeout. We'll send it back to the studio. Listen to high school football radio on KTNC AM 1230.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bruning Davenport Sports Complex. We are here in Bruning, and it's the Irish of Sarah Hart versus Bruning Davenport Chickley Eagles, the defending state champs in D2. Troy Nelson, Lucas Freshel with you, alongside Cole Tass, helping us out with some stats here. Thank you, Cole.
Yeah, he's... Never mind.
He's helping.
Just know that
beautiful smile.
You're an angel,
just like ours.
Yeah.
Cool. Doing video duty tonight, so. All right. 6:28 to go. Second quarter. 3rd and 7 for the Irish. Shotgun trips right. Snap to Jordan. It's going to be a quarterback keeper.
Right.
And he's right at the middle, and he's probably going to go the distance. No flag on the play.
From the 20.
touchdown Irish. Jacob Jordan on a quarterback draw right up the middle. Great blocking by the offensive line. And credit them for opening that gaping hole. 6:18 left in the second quarter, and the Irish go up 28-8. It was a third down play. Pretty big play there for the Irish. Write my stats here. How long did you say that was?
From the 20, so
50-yarder. Irish are going to go for the two-point conversion per the usual. It's going to be wide right by Dunn. I formation for the Irish. Up the middle with a 34 ISO.
Oh, Keithley.
And Keithley reaches over the end zone, and he's in for the two-point conversion.
With
17 left in the second quarter. Irish 30, BDS 8. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Burning, Nebraska. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. CJ Kintashe in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. With 6:18 left in the second quarter, Jacob Jordan takes it up the middle for a 60-yard run. Caps off three plays, 63-yard total drive, and Evan Keithley gets in for the touchdown, or the two-point conversion, sorry, to make it 30-8 Irish. Did you watch that football game last night, first NFL game of the year? Well, that's Dandy. Tampa Bay versus Dallas. Of course, if you're a Chiefs fan, I was rooting for Dallas. Don't necessarily like them, but I don't like Tampa Bay after beating,
there you go,
our Chiefs for the Super Bowl. All right, Nashville's going to line up for a kick on the 30-yard line in the rim, left to right in front of us. This one's going to be fielded. And one step in the end zone, he's going to take it out. It's a zero return right up the middle by Luce, who's going to be stopped at about the 14-yard line. And I didn't finally say it on the coverage for the Irish, Riley Nelson getting the tackle. 42, baby.
Woo!
All right, this is another one of those drives for BDS.
Yeah.
You know, they did it. It was 22-0 last time they had the ball. And on a 3rd-and-8, they found a wide-open slot receiver to the left who took it the distance. And so they're going to be looking to do the same here. 6:11 to go in the second. 30-8 Irish. 1st-and-10 from the BDS 15. Snap back to Norder, who fakes to Weber, and he's going to keep it up the middle right for about 2 or 3 yard gain.
Looks like Simon and Catlin in on the tackle for the Irish.
Simon takes the tackle.
Hollins breaking into play for BDS. Second and from probably the 17-yard line. Second quarter, the clock is ticking. 5:41, 5:40. BDS breaks the huddle. Mortar split to the left. Ask the umpire if he's on the line. He is. Motion from the right. And it's a good snap, but just mishandled by Weber. And he's going to be stopped in the backfield by the Irish for a loss.
Joe Simon doing a great job on the defensive end and staying home and reading Weber as he come out. And then Shalong coming up to help on the top side.
Now, there's been a few issues on the snap, but that was not on the center. That was definitely on the receiver in the backfield. Probably looked up a little quick. Probably knew it was his number called and was trying to look at the lane that he's going to run in. And didn't secure the ball before he started that process. 3rd-and-12 from the 13-yard line. Snap back to Weber, I believe. Who's going to run right up the middle. You're looking at probably a punt here on 4th down.
Nottall and Freshel putting the stop in for the Irish.
Nottall makes the tackle.
4th-and-6.
4th-and-6 for the Eagles. At the 18-yard line.
BDS in punt formation. Jake Freshel is back for the Irish. Sam Dunn's going to be the up back. Jake is back at the 30 looking for guidance from Coach LeBron. on where to place his feet. It's a good, clean snap. It's a decent kick to the right side. Special fields it at about the 33. He's broken one tackle across the football to the 40 and out to the 45 line. As you said, he broke a good couple tackles right there. It looked like he was going to turn it upfield and keep moving, but then he ran into that big number 66 again, Adam Alls, 285 pounds, and he kind of said, I'll go out of bounds. That's the old Johnny Rogers call. Whew. Taking it to the 32, crossing the way of the 40 to the 49 to the 50. Not that day. All right, Irish got the ball. 30-8, 4:05, second quarter, first and 10 Irish at the BDS 38. So they're in BDS territory. Irish break the huddle. They're going to have split to each side. It's going to be a quick out pattern to Jake Freshel. You know, it probably should have been caught, maybe a little bit of a low, but I think he got a hand on it. It was definitely low down in his shoestring, but like you said, he probably got a hand on it.
He could have.
Yep, there you go. But incomplete no matter what. It's second and 10, 4:01 on the clock. You know, if you're the Irish right now, you just let's methodically kind of get to halftime. This is a pretty good lead. Trips to the right for the Irish. Jacob Jordan rolls to the right. He's going to keep it. Turns upfield. And the Jets turn it on. Breaking the tackle. Cross the 20 to about the 19 for a gain of about 20 yards. And he did a great job getting it up the field, like you said, far enough that he ran into his own blocker, was being pushed backwards by number 10, Zach Coyne. And coming in to finish it off was your first team All-State defender, Easton Weber. 3:42, first and 10, Irish on the BDS 20, inside the 20. Irish break the huddle. It's going to be twins to the left with Catlin flanked to the left of Jordan. Shotgun formation. It's going to be a give to Catlin up the right side, iso play. He's going to be stopped for a short game. All right, you got about four maroon jerseys there putting a hit on Catlin. It looks like we got, let's see, Weber and, both Weber's hitting them, Eli and Easton. Look at that.
Second,
six. The sacred heart. My microphone is getting turned up. Second, six for the Irish, 2:56. Clock is ticking, 2:55 on the 16-yard line. Irish up 30-8. Twins to the left, shotgun formation. It's going to be a design quarterback keeper to the left. Pretty good blocking by the Irish. Keith Lee getting another block there so Jordan can get the first down. And it's going to be out of bounds at about the 8 or 9-yard line. Dingle right in and out of bounds around the 10-yard line. About a 7 or 8-yard gain there. As you may have heard the PA announcer, it is first and goal from the 9-yard line. We are about 6 feet from that speaker. Irish got twins to the right, shotgun formation. Jordan takes the snap. He's going to, it's a pass. No, he's going to keep it. He's going to tuck it away, and he's going to be the, dives into the end zone. Lower his shoulder, dives into the end zone, and he's going to probably get a taunting penalty. I saw it.
Yeah.
Jacob Jordan scored. They turned to the defender. He was pumped because he made a big play.
Yeah.
Big hit. It was a great play, but you know, you just can't do that. And you know, Coach Holtz isn't gonna be happy about that. Zach Coyne's in on the hit involved in all of that, and again he had him hit at the goal line, but again Jordan just kept pushing forward for the touchdown.
Yeah, and it is gonna be an unsportsmanlike penalty. I think they're gonna call taunting. They'll probably assess it on the kickoff. It was definitely the right call.
Irish are at 36-8, 2:37 left to go. They will assess the penalty on the kickoff, it looks like, probably 15 yards as they... Coach Gold's still trying to figure out what play. He runs it in with Sam Dunn. Joe Simon's going to come out. They're going to have to hurry here a little bit. The back judge looking at his watch. They got plenty of time. Irish break the huddle. It's going to be twins to the left. Shotgun formation. And that snap. Jordan's going to turn and runs right into the end zone through the left side. Two-point conversion, good. So after the Jacob Jordan touchdown, unsportsmanlike penalty, taunting afterwards. Two-point conversion is good. Irish are up 38-8. You're listening to high school football on KTNC AM 1230.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bernie, Nebraska, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, CJ Contache in Auburn, or Weston in Fall City. Jacob Jordan scored on a 9-yard run with 2:37 left in the second quarter. It caps a 4-play, 38-yard drive. And Jordan goes in for the 2-point conversion to make it 38-8. There's going to be a 15-yard penalty here assessed. So they'll take the ball from the 30, I think, to the 15, right? Yeah. Yep. So, well, this will be a good kickoff to see how far we can actually get the ball.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's definitely not going to be a touchback. I don't think he's got the leg for that.
Not to go, that is. Not who will be the kicker. Irish with four runners flanked to the left and three to the right. Noctigal approaches the ball. It's going to be a kick from our left to right. It's going to be fielded on the play by Stingle. He kind of muffs it there, picks it up at the 20. And it's a middle return up to the 28-yard line. Looks like Catlin and Simon and Nelson in on the tackle for the Irish. You know, credit the Irish for their grit here. This is an excellent first half if you're the Irish. That's not exactly what you wanted to see. I didn't expect it, no, the truth. Exactly. The Irish are really showing some gut here, and BDS has kind of got their back against the wall. So 2:24 left to go. Irish up 38-8. First and 10 from the BDS 28. Shotgun back to Weber, who's the All-State. Returning All-State junior, All-State last year, the sophomore, carries it up the right side for about a gain of 7. Dunn and Keithley in on the tackle for the Irish. And again, he got a good run there finally for about 8 yards. And that's what you want to see on first down, positive yards. You want to be able to stay on track, stay on schedule. Basically what that means is you want to get at least 3 yards for every play. And they did that. They got 6. They doubled it. It's going to be one split right, one split left, shotgun formation, snap back in order. It's going to be Gibb on the right side to Weber, and he's got the first down. Looks like Dunn and Freshell in on the tackle for the Irish. But again, enough for the first down. Enough for the first down, and probably going to see a heavy dose of Weber. He's the stud here. Into Irish territory at the 38-yard line. First and 10. Clock's running. 128, 127. Second quarter at right before halftime. Shotgun formation. Same formation. One split each side. Norder's going to take. Yeah, it's going to be a screen pass to the right. And Stengel makes a nice little move on the left side. Turns it to the field. And going to be stopped at about the 28-yard line of the Irish. Stengel doing a great job evading a lot of white shirts there. Sam Dunn finally wraps him up way low. Shoestring tackle. But Sammy got him down low and brought him down. Yeah, awfully shifty fellow there. He's going to create some yards after catch. BDS is going to line it up. Clock is stopped because of the first down. Now it's put in play by the white hat Erickson. First and 10, BDS, and snap back to Norder. It's going to be incomplete to the left side. All right, so as we noticed there on the sideline, kind of what we were talking about on the way up here, that referee was not waiting for the chain gang to move and get set. As soon as that ball was spotted, he let it rip. Yeah, we were talking about that because with the last week of the JV game, I was accusing you of not. My son was. Everybody in the stadium was. Yeah, I was referee in the game, and you were in the clock. All right, as it is, BDS, same formation, shotgun, one wide each side. It's going to be a give to Weber around the right side. It's going to be stopped. Pretty good play there. By game 2, Keithley, your linebacker, coming up to get the hit and a solo tackle in for the Irish.
39 for the Eagles.
brings up third down.
Third down, 41 seconds, 40 seconds, clock is ticking. The time is on the Irish side, up 38-8 as they wind down the first quarter here. Norder motions for Weber to come in motion. He's going to go back to him and hit him. Pretty good hit there. And he sniffed out on the defensive play.
The Irish had that one read all the way. They had Joe Simon in the defensive end coming back to fill in, and your linebacker Keith came up and put the hit on an incomplete pass. So stop the clock. Third and nine. 26 seconds left. Second quarter. Ball on the Irish 27. BDS really looking for score here. BDS breaks the huddle. It is the same formation, 1 foot wide each side. Shotgun, fake to Weber. Norder looks downfield. He's got pressure by Shawong. Launches it down the left side. It's going to be incomplete, out of the field of play. And the referee threw his hat down, which means that defender was out of bounds and cannot be the first one to touch the ball.
And
your safety, Jacob Jordan, he has to go a long ways to go get that ball because it was way out of bounds past the yellow rope to keep the fans back.
Yeah, it wasn't, that ball was out of bounds on the BDS side, and I didn't expect anyone to try to pick that up. So as it is, Jake Threshold goes and gets the ball and returns it to the referee.
All right, so turnover on downs.
Turnover on downs, get the Irish ball, 18 seconds, they're in the victory formation. That means they'll just take a knee, clean snap here, and we'll get to halftime. It's true. Jacob Jordan takes a knee.
That clock wasn't running. It's still not running.
And now it is. So, 14, 13, 12. That will take it to halftime. And if you're the Irish, you're feeling pretty good about what you got going on here. It's 38-8. Irish up on the defending champs, BDS. We're going to send it back to the studio here. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bruni, Nebraska, here at the Bruni Davenport Sports Complex. Your halftime results from the scoring sheet brought to you by Harbor Easter Motor Company in Fall City. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined. Harbor Easter Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Fall City. So your scoring recap here in the first quarter with 3:22 left, the 52-yard pass play from Jordan to Freshel capped off the three-play 50-yard drive, and Keithley went in for a two-point conversion. Irish 8, Eagles 0.
A minute 31 left on a one-play 30-yard pass from Jordan to Freshel. Capped again another three-play 30-yard drive. The two-point conversion failed. Irish 14, Eagles 0. In the second quarter, 7:47 left, a 16-yard pass from Jordan to Evan Keithley. Capped a five-play 40-yard drive. Keithley made the two-point conversion. Irish 22, Eagles 0. EDS gets on the board with 6:46 left in the second. A 63-yard pass from Norder to Stengel. Capped a three-drive play for them, 65-yard goals. And Norder went in for the two-point conversion to make it 22-8 Irish. With 6:18 left in the second, a 60-yard run by your quarterback, Jacob Jordan, right up the middle. A three-play, 63-yard drive, Evan Keithley for the two-point conversion to make it 30-8. And they lost one before halftime here at 2:37 left in the second, a 9-yard run by Jacob Jordan. Four plays, 38-yard drive. Jordan went in for the two-point conversion to make it 38-8 at halftime. Irish lead over the Eagles. Lucas, what do you got?
You know, it's absolutely unpredictable. It's unpredictable. It's unknown what was going to happen tonight. I thought that this was going to be a lot closer game. As we mentioned earlier, after the Irish jumped out to about a 20-0 lead, 22-0 lead, you know, it's BDS, the defending state champs.
Yep.
And, you know, they're no slouch. And so they proved that. They came back with a scoring drive to make it 22-8. And you got to expect a little bit of the same here. It's 38-8. You know, there's a lot of pride to be played with. You know, these BDS kids, you know, pretty much all their life have seen their team not lose a regular season game, 50 in a row. And so since they were in probably first or second grade, maybe even kindergarten, you know, they've been looking up to the guys ahead of them.
Yeah.
And they haven't lost football games. And so they find themselves in a unique position here. They're 1-1 on the year. They're probably, you know, they're staring at a loss tonight, but there's a whole half of football left. And my point, what I'm trying to get to is that it ain't over. All right, not over. The Irish are a good team, but you're playing BDS, and it's not over. And again, you said it a lot here already. You got to play four quarters of ball. Again, they're rooting down court quickly. Again, you know, you can't back down. You can't let off. You got to keep hammering. That's it. They're the cream of the crop. We did the game last year, and it was close at halftime.
Yep.
And there was a couple of costly errors the Irish made, and BDS was able to just run ISO, 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 keeper, keeper, right down their throats. And so, you know, they are a big team. They're big boys. And so BDS, that is. They're going to be looking to wear you down. And so, you know, what you're going to look here from the Irish is, you know, a little bit of that bend, don't break again.
Yeah.
You know, they did it on the first drive, 13 play, first drive, and the Irish were able to stop them after a couple penalties. But what you want to see out of the Irish in the second half is just stay contained, don't let the receivers behind you, don't give up the big play, and you should be able to be 2-1 heading into district play.
All right.
You know, and again, you just have to keep doing your fundamentals, doing what you need to do. And again, we talked about this on the way up here. Bruning Davenport Shakely is mainly a run-oriented team. And again, we don't know a percentage, but they do a lot of runs. So now, where they're forced in the second half, they're going to have to start opening up some passes. But we know they got one good pass player because they torched the Irish on one of them. They do, and there was a couple others to that big tight end, the 2'6", 240 guy, and just a little bit overthrown. But that quarterback, Warner, knows where to put it, you know, high and up there, and you just got to look at, you know, Dunn, Freshel, and Jordan. You're really looking at them to keep everything in front of you. Don't give up the big play, and let that D-line and those linebackers make the plays, and you just contain and do your job back there. You know, you're looking at the, you know, there's no I in team, and you're going to look at everyone to stick together here and try to make the plays and try to win the ballgame. All right, so with that, we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230, or if you're listening on the World Wide Net, nscsports.net. All right, take it away, Aaron. Thanks for listening.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm meteorologist Derek Dolman. Clear skies on tap across the region tonight. We'll see a low falling into the upper 60s. Saturday brings us plenty of sunshine. Highs make it up to around 96, staying clear for your Saturday night and a low near 71. Winds will be a bit breezy out of the south-southwest at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Sunday, blue skies and sunshine. Highs make it up to around 91 degrees, becoming partly cloudy here for your Sunday night and a low at around 66. By Monday, we'll see the return of sunny skies across the forecast area. Highs back in the lower 90s, with spotty shower and storm chances developing for your Monday night and a low cooling off to around 68. On Tuesday, a chance of scattered showers and storms, otherwise sunny. Highs around 83, sunshine Wednesday. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 81.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hello, Lucas Freshwell here at Learning Davenport Sports Complex, along with Troy Nelson on the call. It's the Irish football against the BDS Eagles, 38-8. The Irish are up at halftime, and this is the Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City halftime report. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined, your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. All right, we got a couple scores here to report from Falls City at halftime. Malcolm leads 34-6. And again, it is homecoming tonight in Falls City. All right, John Nixon and Randy Gattuto are out in, I think they're out in South Holt, aren't they? Yeah, they're in South Holt. All right, East Atchison 26, South Holt 0 at the half. All right, from Central Nebraska, Broken Bow, all right, leads 16-7 at the half over Gothenburg. All right, did you have anything?
Yeah, it was an interesting score here. Nebraska City Lords, who's playing Johnson Brock.
Right.
Nebraska City Lords beat the Irish. Johnson Brock beat BDS last week. Lords are up 28-8 on Johnson Brock at half. So that is an expected score, knowing what we know now.
Knowing what we know now.
Yeah, again, we said this on the ride up here. We thought this game at half would be a whole lot different than what it is right now. But again, seeing what we've seen and then going off that score you just read, all right, so, and again, I talked to Coach Coates at that JV game I was keeping the score with, and he said, I don't think Lords is going to get beat this regular season.
It'll be for them. They've got a
sled, Blake Miller, whose grandfather has ties to Falls City. He's one of the starters of Miller Monroe. And so there's he's a stud athlete. He was dunking a basketball when he was a freshman. And if you watch Twitter, he has committed to walking on in Nebraska to play football for Coach Frost. Godspeed, Coach Frost. Hopefully he wins some football games and he's still there. So, knowing what we know now, coming into this game, and looking at the BDS team, I'm telling you, they passed the eye test. They are a big bunch of dudes. But as you may have heard in the pregame, they don't have all the speed. They don't have a bunch of the skill positions. They graduated some players. And, you know, the Irish are just playing good, sound football. You know, I think I'm very surprised that it's 38-8 Irish. And going off what you just said, they graduated a lot of guys last year. Looking at the roster right now, they got 27 out total. Only 4 of them are seniors.
Right.
They got 10 freshmen. Compared to what the Irish, they have 31 out, 9 seniors, and 11 freshmen. Another really interesting stat, just looking at the scoreboard, Green Davenport's got 4 state championships, 05, 15, 17, and 20. State runner-ups in 89 and 14. And Sacred Heart has only beat BDS once. And they've seen each other a lot. And I'm not sure exactly what the record is. I bet it's 4 or 5 times that BDS would beat Sacred Heart. But, you know, this will be one that the Irish, it looks like they're going to win this ballgame. They've got to play sound in the second half. And, you know, you get another win against a powerhouse team. And if you win by this margin, you've got a ton of confidence going into the rest of the season. It's not going to be, you know, there's not going to be a ton of competition out there until you get to the playoffs. From what we know, Johnson Brock is going to be a formidable opponent.
Yeah.
They always are. They're a rival. And they've always got good athletes. But, you know, getting beat by Lords right now by a few touchdowns and the Irish up on BDS by a few touchdowns kind of tells the tale.
Yeah.
All right, so coming out of the half here, all right, Sacred Heart did win and they deferred to the second half, so they should be getting the ball here. And it looks like one of the Bruning Davenport players had a problem with some athletic tape. Now he's getting fixed up by the sidelines. He's coming off. He's going to take set the tee for the Eagles as number 5, Jerron Norder. I just got a text here, an official stat. We are 1-4 against BDS. Thank you, Eric Marks, my Sacred Heart alumni statistician.
Who was that?
Eric Marks. On the other.
Eric Marks. So here you go, buddy.
All right, starting the second half here. The ball's teed at the 30, dropping deep for the Irish. There's Jake Freshel, set up on about his 5-yard line. You got 2 up backs in front of him. Looks like Nelson and Sells. The ball is going to be kicked left to the, and he's going to take a bounce, and Freshel takes it at about the 10-yard line. He's got some running room. Comes up to about the 25, and the defense brought down.
all this thought out, but he was down. Definitely down. Great play by Weber, who's a little slow to get up. He's got a bum right shoulder or right elbow, and everyone's quiet because he's the best player on the team.
Yeah, he's coming off the field with his coach tending to him.
It looks like a bicep issue. It looks like he's got it taped up. He's got a bicep issue, but he's really grabbing. He's really grimacing. He's in some pain.
And now he's right next to us here on this close sideline, and he's got a trainer looking at him. Well, maybe a trainer, I'm not for sure. It doesn't matter. All right, Irish have the ball. First and 10 on their own 26, 11:53 to start the second half here. Shotgun formation is Jordan. Snap to him and give to Catlin around the left side. Catlin's got some running room. He breaks one tackle. He's been brought down around the 40 for about a 10-yard gain. Yeah, he's going to be 10, maybe 12, 13 yards on the play. He's going to be stopped by Jaron Norder, who went to tackle low. And that's what you'd like to see from the Irish. A lot of ground attack here to run that clock. Keep that clock moving. All right, first and 10 Irish right at midfield on the 40. Joe Simon bringing the play in from the sideline. Irish break the huddle. Your center is Brogan McDougall. Shawan and Keithley are your guards. All right, Jordan's shotgun formation, triplets to your right. Jordan drops back. You're looking to pass. Doesn't have anything. He's going to let it go now. Lots of time. He's throwing it out of bounds. Intended for Joe Simon at the 10-yard line. Intended by Joe Simon. Covered on the play by Stengel, but credit the Irish offensive line for giving him some time there. He didn't really have to leave the pocket. He kind of had the pocket available for him, Jordan that is, and just released it down the left sideline. And again, Jordan is that great quarterback that he wants to run, and he did a good job holding back, waiting for his receivers to get free. All right, bringing the play in is number 35. So that'd be a Freshel. That's a Freshel. There you go. Jake Freshel bringing the play in. Dunn's going to come out wide to your right. Freshel's your tight end on the left. Keithley's your slot back on the left. Shotgun formation is Jordan. And we got a sick player over here.
Yeah.
Not even going to describe anything.
Replay that.
Yeah, I mean, just a little water coming out through his mouth.
Too much water.
It's hot out there, you guys.
It's hot. At least he was well hydrated.
I mean, he's not sick. He's just a little winded and hot.
And knowing this athlete like I do, he gets nervous a lot, and this is what he normally does. Now, usually it's before the game starts, not at halftime.
There's a little insider info for you,
Dan.
Yeah.
All right? So I'm not going to give any names and any action, but all right, here, we're back into play. Simon's bringing the play in.
He's probably more frustrated than anything.
Yeah.
But he's got his little brother taking after him, too. We can describe that.
Clayton's the man.
Clayton. Oh, we're supposed to say who it was.
Second information. All right. Second and 10. To give us to Catlin around the right side. Catlin's not going to get much. About a 1 yard gain.
1 yard gain on the play. Stuffed by the D lineman there. I believe it was Schweer at the stop.
There was a pickup of 1, 3, 9 for
Paul City. Irish. Sorry, go ahead. No, I was just going to say Irish lined up for a 3rd and 9 here. I forgot to do my stats there, so I was busy writing that down. Simon staying in the game, run over to get the play from Coach Goltz, brings up 3rd down and 9, ball on the 38-yard line of the Eagles. Catlin, empty backfield. Catlin up wide to your right. Along with Freshel, shotgun is Jordan. Snap is away. Jordan is going to be flushed out of the pocket. Breaks one tackle. Got room. He's waving his receivers to move down. He has to tuck it and run. He breaks one tackle, two tackles. Oh, he got popped pretty hard right there, too.
He sure did. He got popped by Stengel. And then he got popped by... give me a number that's Nelson, I believe. Number 2, Nelson.
No, it was number 5 in order.
He was able to kind of scramble out of the pocket. Broke one tackle.
Yeah.
I was going to be for about a 10, 15-yard loss.
All right, number 44, Will Ewers comes in. He's the long snapper. So the Irish are setting up for a punt here on 4th and 3, but they're on the Eagle 33-yard line. So Keithley back in the punt. Hey, Jordan is your up back to block. Let's see what the Irish do. They do snap it. Keithley takes his time because, again, there's not much of a rush by the Eagles, and the punt is going to go away. It's going to bounce at the 5-yard line and roll into the end zone. Yeah, good
you know, good job by Keith Lee there on the punt. It didn't look like BDS was really trying to come after it, so he was able to hold the ball and wait for some of his players to release and get downfield. And unfortunately, he just kicked it too far, and it's a touchback into the end zone, kind of a net gain of 20 yards for the Irish, but still the right play on fourth down, up 38-8. All right, so the Eagles have the ball, first and 10 on their own 15-yard line. Again, still down here on the sideline is Easton Weber, so he's not in the game yet. Still got all of his equipment on. All right, and is number 93, Wyatt Holson, freshman, 6'2", 130-pounder. He's going to be split to the right. All right, so Moore is your quarterback. The snap is to him. The give is to, I think it's number 4, yep. 4 is Stingle, and he's going to be, forward momentum is going to be stopped. Yeah, good job by Morgan Noctimo there. You had him wrapped up, heard the whistle, and let him go. Smart play when you're up that much. Don't need to take any penalties here. All right, brings up second down and 14 for the Eagles on their own 11-yard line. The clock is at 9:56 and running. All right. And Weber just took off his shoulder pads. It looks like a shoulder. It looks like a right shoulder. I don't know if it's a stinger or a dislocated shoulder, but he's got his shoulder pads off. It's going to be hard to come back now without it. It
looks like he's going to come back in the game. Shotgun formation is in order. Going to have to pick up some new numbers here. In order is going to take it to Stingley. He's going to keep it up to the right side, and he's maybe going to get 3 yards on that. 3 yards on the play. Looks like Noskull is in on the tackle. Without Weber in the game,
yeah,
it's gonna be tough for BDS to really make a move. And Weber's talking to Coach Artisono there, trying to talk it out to see if he can go. Doesn't look likely.
3rd and 13 for the Eagles. In motion comes Hoynes. Norder takes the snap. He scrambles to the right side. He's got Stingle open on the right side, but Stingle's not gonna have enough for the first down, and he's brought down about 20, about a 10-yard gain. Yep, stopped on the play by Sam Dunn, who was the one man on coverage there. A little bit of a stumble there at the end by Stengel. Kind of lost his footing, and Sam Dunn made sure to take the ground for the tackle. Short of the first down by 6 yards.
All right, so brings up 4th and 6.
Six. Okay, from about the 20-yard line. Dropping back to punt is number 5, Javon Norder. Set to receive is Jake Freshel at about his 25-yard line. Snap is away. The punt is away. That's a nice punt. Freshel catches it on 25, but then bobbles it, picks it back up, and he's going to move up the left sideline and go out of bounds. About the 30.
Nice end over in punt. Real nice spiral there on the punt.
Freshel had to back up a little bit and consequently muffed it, but he had plenty of time. Nobody was in 10 to 15 yards of him, so wisely just took it towards the sideline and got the yards that he could, and no risk on the play. All right, so 1st and 10, Irish on their own 30-yard line. 7:09, the clock is stopped. Irish lead 38-8. So their second drive of the second half, Jordan's under center, going I formation. The give is to Catlin on the left side, and he is not going to get anything. Absolutely manhandled by Adam Owls for no gain, loss of 1 or 2 on the play. 6:53 left in the 3rd quarter. Irish up 38-8 on BDS. All right, looks like set. Trying to figure out who brought the play in there for the Irish. Looks like Simon's going to be split out wide to the left. Again, Jordan's coming up under Noctigal. I formation, Catlin, Keithley. Keithley gets the pitch to the right side. He breaks around, got the edge, and he's going to move in out of bounds, probably around on the Eagle side of the field. Taken out of bounds there by Jaron Norder, also tackled by Jared Domeyer. Like a little bit of a, I don't know, maybe a little bit of a late. A little late taking him down. He kind of came down awkward on his leg. Good to see him bounce right back up. All right, 1st and 10, Irish, 6:28 left in the 3rd quarter. They're up 38-8. Ball spotted on the near hash mark. Jordan comes up under, knocked the goal. I formation, Catlin and Keithley. The pitch to Keithley to the left side, and he's going to turn it inside. He's going to keep moving forward, and he's going to get about 6 yards on that carry. 6 yards on the play, stopped there by a couple of BS defenders. They're slow to get up. Since that first drive of the game where the Irish had a couple of penalties, they played pretty good football. I haven't seen any fumbles. You know, there was one unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, but other than that, the Irish playing good sound football, disciplined, and just moving the ball down the field here. Yeah, and again, this is what you want to do right now for the Irish, just chew it up, let that clock run. All right, here in the second half, up 38-8. Second down and two for the Irish. Pressure wide out to the left. Jordan under center. He's letting the clock. They're going to chew the clock up here now. Again, you said the down, the back judge. He raises his hand. 10 seconds left. Now Jordan takes the snap. Pitches to Keithley to the left side. All right, he's got some running room. He's just moving up, moving everything forward. And again, Jaron Norder on the tackle, but not after a gain of 8 or 9 yards to get the first down. All right, so again, the Irish convert on a third down there, make it first and 10. They're on the Eagle, 22-yard line? 22 it is. All right, Simons, your tight end on the left. All right, again, Irish chewing that time up, waiting for the back judge to raise his hand. 10 seconds left. Jordan's taking the snap. He's pitching to Keithley to the right. Keithley cuts the corner, and he's not going to get much and push. Nope, he stayed in bounds, I guess. The referee's keeping his arm moving. Yeah, good play by the referee, you know. He can tell what Keithley's intent is there.
Yep.
And Keithley was trying to stay in bounds. He knows he wants to stay in bounds, and he was only forced out of bounds against his own will. So good play by the sideline judge to allow the clock to keep ticking. All right, Dunn and Nelson bringing the play in now from the sideline. Again, it'll be second down and 6 for the Irish. They got the ball on around the 17-yard line. Again, they're taking their time coming out. It's going to be the I formation. Catlin and Nelson. All right, Jordan underneath the center, knocked the goal. And gives to Catlin right at the left side, and Catlin's going to move it forward for about 6 yards. It is a 6-yard gain on the play, and stopped in there again is Norder. Going to be first down, Irish. All right, the ball is spotted, chain gang's not set up yet, and the clock is running. We diagnosed that. We were curious how that works, the function of that, so we figured it out today. Well, maybe it did this time anyway. So, 3:52 left here in the third quarter, 38-8 Irish. They have the ball first and 10 on the 11-yard line of the Eagles. They break the huddle. Dunn's coming out wide to the right. Jake Freshel's your tight end on the left. Shotgun formation. Jordan is going to fake to Catlin. He's going to pitch to Nelson around the left side. Nelson's going to get about 2 yards before he hits some defenders. Looks like a little busted play. It looked like maybe the fullback was supposed to lead to the inside on the fake snap, and that didn't happen. So, as it is, stopped by Beavers on the play and also on Stengel. Irish have the ball inside the 10 of the 9-yard line. Jordan doing a good job of improvising there as you just said, he turned to his left and Catlin went to the right, so Jordan took off to the left and pitched it to Nelson. And you don't know whose fault that is. It could have been Jordan that turned the wrong way. Anyway, Jordan comes underneath, knocked the goal. Knocked the goal's waiting for the back judge to put his hand up. There he goes. He gets set. Catlin and Nelson in the eye. Receiver wide to the right. Give this to Nelson on the right side. He's going to bounce off two guys. All right, keep moving forward, and then he's going to be pushed backwards. Good game there. What do you get? Half of it? Halfway home. And I can hear Lindsay. And he says, hey, bounce it out. Well, I thought he said, Riley, wrap that up. Oh, okay. That's the way I heard it. But we heard it all the way across the field. Okay. So Coach Limmerman from the sideline, not happy with something there. Just coaching him up. Dunn bringing the play in from the sideline. He's going to be your tight end on the left. Joe Simon, your tight end on the right. Again, Shawong and Keithley, your guards, and not to go to center. Taking their time to get set. Quarterback Jordan underneath the center. He's going to pitch to Nelson on the left side. Nelson's going to turn it up to the right side. Going to turn it in. He's going to move forward about 3 yards. That might be close. From right here, it doesn't look like they're going to give it to him. Stuffed on the play by. Oh, wait a minute. Now your chain gang's moving his. Oh, wait a minute.
that chain gang moved. He moved his yardstick back towards the goals.
Maybe it was just an honest mistake.
We got that one on the stride over here. We can review it later on. Anyway, fourth and one for the Irish. They had the ball spotted around the 3-yard line. All right, BDS making a late substitution. Guns are tied in on the right. Freshman tied in on the left. I formation. Jordan comes up underneath, knocked the goal. Kaplan is fullback. Nelson the I back to give to Kaplan on the right side. And Jordan's trying to push him. Now Nelson comes in first, and they're not going to make it.
No, they're not going to give him that touchdown. You know, when you're up 38-8, you're not going to get anything that's close. You're not going to get the play. So it looks like the Irish are going to be stopped on downs inside the 1-yard line. It'll be BDS ball going the other way.
Wow. All right. So turnover on downs. We got a referee timeout. All right. Oh, they're going to measure it. Now they measure it just to make sure. Okay, so we'll keep it right here. I thought for sure he didn't make it, but referees want to double check. So
yeah, how was that? That looks like it's going to be a first down.
Referees are human, aren't they?
I think they are.
Yeah. Okay. So the referees bring the chain gang out.
Oh, they got it?
Did he?
Well, that was it's a cool first down because the orange pin goes on all sidelines.
Okay.
And so if they accidentally moved the chains up a little bit, then that accounted for it.
That accounted for it. So okay. First and goal Irish from the 1-yard line. 1 minute left in the third quarter. They're up 38-8. Irish break the huddle. Again, Jordan's coming under center. Catlin and Nelson in the eye. Fresh out on the right side, tight end. Pitch this to Nelson on the right side. He's going to turn it up. And he's not going to make it. He's met by 3-4 maroon jerseys.
Pretty good run there by the boy. He lowered his head right as he was going to hit the end zone, but credit the defense. Credit Bolte. Credit Stengel for the stop.
And the Irish are just going to let this clock run. It's at 25 seconds here left in the third quarter. Okay, so that'll be pretty much the end of the third quarter. All right, the Irish lead 38-8 here in Bruning. You're listening to high school football on KTNC AM 1230.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bruning, Nebraska, Bruning Davenport Sports Complex. You got high school football here at Fall City Sacred Heart up 38-8 on Bruning Davenport Chicoly Eagles, the defending state champions of D2. Both teams are 1-1 on the year. The Irish losing in the first game of the year to Nebraska City Lords, who at last update was up big on Johnson Block. More score updates coming at you. Fall City Tigers down 38-8. Oh, I'm sorry, I read that for our score.
Our score.
37-6. 4:12 left in the third for the Tiger game. So, first and goal, second and goal for the Irish. It's going to be a give up the middle to Catlin for the touchdown. It's going to be 44-8 Irish. 11:58 left to go in the fourth quarter. And at this point, you might start to see some subs coming in. It's a hot, hot day out there. Avoid the cramps. Avoid any of the exhaustion. And rest some of your starters for the next week. 2-point conversion, I formation for the Irish.
Jordan under center, gives it to Riley Nelson up the middle on 34 ISO, and stopped just short. So with 11:57 left to play in the ball game, the Irish are up 44-8. You're listening to high school football on TTNC 1230 AM.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bruning, Nebraska here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Jake, Tasha, well, Weston Witt in Falls City. With 11:58 left in the fourth quarter, a one-yard run by your fullback, Tyler Catlin, capped off 11-play, 50-yard drive. And the two-point conversion failed. Irish lead 44-8. How are those Huskers going to do tomorrow? They got the Buffalo. Yeah, they got the Buffalo. I think they'll be just like this. I hope you're right. Big game tomorrow. Big game. I'm a little anxious for it. Hopefully we'll take care of business. Well, and again, I heard somebody say it. This will be the first time in a long time they can put two-win streak together.
Yeah,
I don't know the stats on that.
That's not good, is it?
No, it's not. Irish are going to kick off here from the 30-yard line. Back to goal. Irish going right to left. BDS back to receive. They're going to field it at about the 2-yard line. Irish pursue. Riley Nelson on the tackle. Makes the play. At about, where are they at? The 16-yard line? Nelson and Dorr in on the tackle for the Irish. JT Stice doing a good job of bringing out the tee in from the sideline. And the clock is ticking. We're going to have a running clock here, right? 44 minus 8, so 36. So
I'm a mathematician in the family.
Just basic math. Well, that's basic, 44 minus 8. So running clock, we didn't always see that tonight either.
No, you didn't.
11:21, 11:20 left, 44-8 Irish. There's going to be a timeout on the field, maybe a ref timeout, or
timeout BDS.
BDS took a timeout.
Timeout BDS,
so with 11:17 left, we will take a little break, send it back to you. You listen to high school football here on AM 1230.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bruning Davenport Sports Complex here, home of the four-time state champion BDS Eagles, taking on the Sacred Heart Irish, who are in charge of this game, 44-8. It's a running clock. BDS has just taken the timeout. It's their ball on the 17-yard line, first and 10. You're going to go to shotgun formation, the same basic set they do, one split to each side, and it's a bad snap over the quarterback. He's going to jump on it. It looks like he was on it. And, you know, I don't know if he secured it there, and it looks like it wasn't. It looks like the Irish got it, but when it's 44-8,
you're
not going to get those 50-50s.
Yeah.
All right, so the Irish got a lot of subs in here. You got Dorn in as nose guard, Simon staying in on the end. All right. Looks like John Cross is your end on the other side. Three down linemen, so they switched that part. So Nelson and Ewers are your linebackers. Looks like the three D-backs are the same. So shotgun formation is another bad snap, and he's going to have to corral it there at about the four-yard line. Running clock here, 10:31. Irish up 44-8. Put two plays into this drive. And it's going to be 3rd and 30. We got some more studs in here. Go through them. You see them?
All right. We got, well, another relation of yours. Number 5 comes in. James, how do you say that last name?
Freshel.
Freshel.
Rhymes with special.
Yay. Freshel, special.
And Vaughn Leonard comes in on the left defensive end. And the play is, oh, sorry. No, you're good. It's little ISO to the right, a little sweet play for a walk.
The
carried on the play was Jay Kemp. And it's going to be fourth and a long ways for BDS. Expect the formation to come out. They will.
Was there a flag on that? I seen these kids throwing the ball in the back of the end zone. I thought there was a flag being thrown.
Yeah,
there
was a flag.
Was there?
Just a bunch of kids having fun back there. Back for the Irish is going to be Carson Sells. The up back is Jack Stice. A handful of subs in for the Irish. We got Vaughn Leonard in at the left end. Philip Dorr at the nose guard. Will Uris splits out. They're in the tight formation. Looks like they're going to go for it here. They'll spin out the end zone. They're going to take the safety. It's a design safety. Not a bad little play there. Give up the 2 points and go for the kickoff. So it will be 46-8 Irish, 9:07 left to go in the fourth quarter. You're listening to high school football here on KTNC AM 1230.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bringing Nebraska, this scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. With 9:07 left in the fourth quarter, Bruning Davenport attempting to set up for a punt in their end zone, just walks out of the back of the end zone for a safety. So the Irish have the lead 46-8 with 9:07 left in the fourth. Got a little text here, a little shout-out today. Nate Freshel and Jake Freshel both birthday today, so happy birthday, boys. Jake's had a pretty good game. Yeah. BS with the kick, and Carson Sell runs right by him. It's a pretty good kick. It's down to 2 yards by him. He picks it up. Heavy pursuit by BDS. Carson takes it at across the 15 up to the 16, 17-yard line. The Irish will have it there to begin their drive here in the fourth quarter. All right. That was a heck of a kick. Who was that? It was a line drive kick. Yeah, that, just placed it right.
It took a heck of a roll.
Yeah, you can't blame Carson. He wasn't out of position.
No.
Just a good liner kick.
All right, here's something I've been waiting to say all night.
In on the defense for the Eagles, number 21, Jay Kemp, sophomore, 5'1", 100 pounds. So they are getting their subs in, too. Running clock here, 8:20, 8:19, 8:18, 46-8. Irish up, first and 10 on their own 18. Looks like they got the second team offense there. James Freshel under center, I formation. It's going to be a 34 ISO right up the right side to Jack Stice. For a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. Stop on the drive, run by the Eagles. Now we got to go to a different card here because we're getting a 58 Jacob Beavers, freshman 170 pounder. In for the Irish there, I see Vaughn Leonard in at left guard. Carson Sells at left end. James Freshel under center. It's an I formation again. Going to be a give to the halfback, Riley Nelson, right up the middle. Gets ready to tackle, cross up midfield into BDS territory at the 36-yard line. Great run there by the Sun.
Oh, that was. I got a little bit excited there, and I forgot what I was doing up here.
All right, for the tackle for the Eagles, number 10, Zach Coins. Looks like he's still in the game. Yeah, so they've got a few of their starters still in. Trying to find some other Irish numbers here. Matthew Nettenrip is in at center. I think I see Peyton Dorr at right guard. Subbing out on the play, Gavin Lethenberg. Subbing in with the play, Jack Stice. Riley Nelson is going to be your fullback for this play. At the right end position, I believe it's Will Ewers. James Freshel, I formation for the Irish, running basic plays here. It's going to be a blast right up off the in the one hole off the left guard. Gained for about 4 or 5 yards on the play. 6:35 left to go in the game. It's a running clock. 35-point rule here. 46-8 Irish against the defending state champs, BDS. Bringing in the play for the Irish is Gavin Lechtenberg. Looks like the ends will rotate. Jack Stice will come out. Irish will look to milk the clock. Looking for some basic run plays here. Give the second team offense some varsity stats and a little experience. James Freshel is going to be a pro set in the back. Mishandles the snap. Picked up by Lechtenberg, who fumbles it again. And it's going to be recovered there by, I believe... No. Is that Riley?
Yeah.
Riley also on the recovery. Oh, there it is.
You talk about a broken play with lots of different things there. Not a great snap. Freshel fumbled it. Lechtenberg picked it up, carried it forward about 2 yards, and he got smacked hard by one of the Eagles, and then he popped it out and fell forward a little bit further, and Riley falls on it. Bringing in the play here, Jack Stice, 5:24 running clock. We're in Bruning, Nebraska. Battle of the powerhouses. The Irish are 1-4 all time against BDS, looking to get their second win here. James Freshel takes in the I formation, gets an option to the left. Looks like he's going to keep it. He's got some wheels. Turns up field, takes it out of bounds. It won't stop the clock because we're still in the running clock formation. Irish fans may remember the one win that Sigurhart has against BDS is, maybe one of their top three games all time in program history. It was the semifinals at Jed Brown Stadium, and I believe the final score was like 16-12 or 16-14, something like that. My memory's trying to kick in. And that allowed the Irish to go to the state championship. For the last-second touchdown run by Dippis to send the Irish to Lincoln, and they won the state championship that year. I formation, James Freshel takes it, looks like it's going to be an option, hits hard, bubbles it, secures it, and gains about 1 or 2 yards. Now, watching what you just saw right there, they're trying to do that little Irish option play that you guys call it. They had trouble last week doing this between the fullback, the halfback, and the quarterback. Somebody's not communicating when they're going to keep it and when they're pulling it out, because when James tried to pull that out, you could see the ball spinning. Yeah, that's a timing thing, yep. And just playing with those guys, trying to create some synergy in the play and trust. The option can be one of the most deadliest plays, but it also can create problems if it's not run properly. Fumble prone. Irish again set up in a pro formation. They call it red. Under Riley Nelson off to the right side, and tough there, not getting the block that he needed. He's going to be stopped for no gain. He's going to get about 1 yard on the play. Brings up third down. Schaefer
in on the tackle along with Schaefer. Another score update coming in here from Tarkio. 48-0 over East Atchison. It was stopped at the end of the third quarter.
So Missouri must have some different running clock or score rules, too.
I formation for the Irish. James Freshel under center takes a snap. It's going to be another option. Give to the fullback at the middle.
Whole bunch of maroon jerseys there. Still got Hoynes in.
Lechtenberg on the carry for the Irish for a gain of 5. Pretty good run there on third down to set up maybe about a 4 yard gain to set up a 4th and 4. 4th and 3. 2:30 left to go, running clock.
You go back to our injury here we talked about with Weber. Again, this game's out of hand. It doesn't mean anything in the long run. You want him healthy later down the road anyway, so why not pull him?
Yeah, he's a stud player. He's got some ice on his right shoulder. Hopefully it's just a little stinger. It works its way out.
But, and again, at this point in the game, you didn't need him. The game was out of hand.
205, 204, running clock, Irish I formation. It's going to be a fullback give up the middle to Riley Nelson, who breaks the tackle. Oh, up to the right. Oh, and he's got the touchdown. Riley Nelson on the little option give to the fullback up the middle. Cuts it out to the right side. And the Irish are up 52-8 with 1:50 left to go in the game. And his dad is pretty pumped.
About a 20-yard run.
It was from the 17.
17.
Yep.
That's good to see.
I think so.
And again, it's better to see him get up and move, because I know what his mommy's thinking over on the sideline.
She pumped too, probably.
Probably the same way your mom felt when you played.
I was an end, and we didn't pass the ball very much, so.
But you were out there slugging it out.
I formation, give up the middle to the fullback. And I think it's Lechtenberg who is going to be stopped short with 1:49 left to go in the game. The Irish are up 52-8. You're listening to high school football here on KTNC AM 1230.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Bernie, Nebraska here. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City, CJ Kintasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. With 1:50 left in the game, the fourth quarter, a 17-yard run by Riley Jacob Nelson capped off a 10-play, 50-yard drive, two-point conversion fails. It is 52-8, Irish. Got a new kicker in there. Looks like they're going to give the backup kicker, James Freshall, a chance at a varsity kick. His hand is up. The Irish are split out. 1:49 left to go. James with a short kick. It's going to be fielded. It's a pretty good run up the left side. It was fielded at about the 30-yard line. And I lost track of it because I was trying to look for his number. It was 58 Jacob Beavers, who gets about a 25-yard return. And here you go. Clayton Keithley brings him down. Big freshman getting out there, getting a hit and a tackle. Let's see if there's any other numbers in there. I see Nettenrip. I see Leonard. I see Keithley. I see Riley Nelson. I see Gavin Lechtenberg at linebacker. Will Ewers at linebacker. Jake Stice. James Freshall. Carson Sells at the D-backs. It's going to be shotgun formation. Kind of a high snap there. Taking
Different look for your Irish defense because they had three down linemen, but they moved Nelson from linebacker to the end. Now, I don't think he's ever played the end before. So,
also in for the Irish at the right end position is John Krause.
There, now Krause is in. Nelson moves back to linebacker.
So, okay. Yeah, so the Irish were in a 4-1 and now they're in a 3-2. Shotgun formation, one split each for BDS. Eight to the left, quarterback keeper up the middle. For a healthy gain, taken down by the Irish on the 13-yard line. 14 seconds left to play as BDS tries to hustle into play. They'd like to score here. Have that score, 7-6. BDS still in the huddle. 4-3-2. I don't think they're going to get it off. And it's going to be the ball game.
Late player coming in.
So the Irish with a big win here over the defending state champs, BDS. 52-8. You're listening to high school football here on KTNC AM 1230.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farm superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's on the 30, he's on the 20, he's on the 10, it's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
D.J. Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West in Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Burning, Nebraska, your post-game stats and scoring brought to you by Hungrister Motor Company in Falls City since 1951. More than you expected for less than you imagined. Your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and full-service body shop. All right, in the first quarter, with 3:22 left, a 52-yard pass from Jordan DeFreshel capped three plays of 50 yards. Keithley good for the two-point conversion, 8-0 Irish. With 1:31 left in the first, 30-yard pass from Jordan DeFreshel, three-play, 30-yard drive, two-point conversion failed, 14-0. In the second quarter, 7:47 left, a 16-yard pass. Pass from Jordan to Evan Keithley, five plays, 40 yards. Keithley good for the two-point conversion, 22-0 Irish. BDS gets on the board with 6:46 left in the second quarter, a 63-yard pass from Norder to Stingle, three plays, 65 yards total. Norder for the two-point, 22-8. 6:18 left in the second quarter, the Irish answer back with a 60-yard run by Jacob Jordan. Three plays, 63-yard totals. Keithley for the two-point conversion, 30-8. With 2:37 left in the second quarter, 9-yard run by Jacob Jordan. Four plays, 38 yards. Jordan for the two-point conversion, 38-8. And in the fourth quarter, 11:58 left in the fourth, 1-yard run by Tyler Catlin. 11 plays, 50 yards. Two-point conversion failed, 44-8 Irish. 9:07 left in the fourth. Putting Davenport Schickley runs out of their end zone and gives the Irish a two-point safety, 46-8. And then your final score of the game with 1:54 left on a 17-yard run. Riley Nelson scores and caps the 10-play, 50-yard drive. Two-point conversion failed, and your final is 52-8. Lucas?
Well, pretty good performance by the Irish. Wasn't expecting it, no. Playing a formidable team, defending state champs. Good chance you might see them in the playoffs again, but
yeah.
Irish with a season-opening loss to Nebraska City Lords, who I believe is up on Johnson Brock. What do they see, 48-8?
Yes.
And so, the Irish really did what they had to do in the first half of this game, going up 38-8, I think, in half.
Yep.
No score in the third quarter, I don't believe.
Right.
And ran the ball, got it to a running clock in the fourth quarter, and took care of business. And so a bunch of happy Irish fans on the sideline across the way talking to the players, and bust them up, head home. Maybe some of them will go to Memorial Stadium tomorrow to help sell some chair backs.
Yes, and run the concession stand.
Yeah, and concession stand.
Might be a little long game. There might be a lot of concessions being sold tomorrow.
There will be. Lords up 49-8, 1 minute to go is the update, so I think I have one update here. Out in Broken Bow, they're up 32-14 with 1 minute left over the Gothenburg Swedes.
There you go, a little mid-Nebraska action.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
I was hoping for some D2 scores from this guy, but they're covering Broken Bow tonight. So
no updates.
Yeah. So we will sign off here from Bernie Davenport Sports Complex in Green, Nebraska. It's the Sacred Heart Irish with the win over the defending state champs BDS Eagles. I've been listening to Lucas Freshel and Troy Nelson, high school football here on KTNC AM 1230.